And welcome to Horribly Perfect, where you find us at our season finale. This season is the perfect individual season of sports. Boy, I get perfect twice and season twice and all kinds of things. But this is the season finale of it. I am Jimmy Nipom. With me is John D. and Westy. Guys.
Hello. Hello.
What's up, boys? Good to see you.
Just a quick thing about season finales. This is what season finales, like TV, like when you were a kid. Season finales to me always meant like summer was almost here. It's like the fall, like the spring. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
And it means that school is almost done.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Westy,
yeah.
You like that,
I'm
right?
I'm very excited about that. 7 weeks left.
Right. So I feel like this is our season finale. It's May 4th. It's kind of like the one before. The last one is, you know, all of our listeners will go to school. Pretty soon you'll be out. So
exactly. We're going to end on a cliffhanger?
Yes. bigger than Who Shot J.R.?
And then, of course, when we return, we'll be like the Jerry Lewis telethon. That'll be like the last thing before school starts, right? The most depressing
yeah.
24 hours.
Oh, awful.
That thing, right? Because you know school was just going to be there.
Maybe we'll mail it in. We'll do a clip show at that point.
In the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
The best of West.
I like it.
Actually, maybe when we come back, we could do a telethon. We could be like Westy's kids. We could raise money for that.
Yeah.
Or maybe we do something like, you know, the best outtakes with Jim not knowing what the elevator meant.
Okay. That was the best.
All right. So
he just skips over that, right?
Yeah. I'll try to edit that. I'm not going to edit that out. I'll leave it in.
All right. So Jim, have we given the topic for today?
I have not. By the way, it's me. I get to pick. So last episode, you heard me for about 3 seconds. There was a lot of people who were excited by that. I'm going to guess you might hear more of me this week. But John, do you have something you want to jump in with first before we get into who I selected for this episode?
Well, I think you should probably give the selection that you had. And then, you know, I have a few right off the bat. I have a few things to list off that sort of surround that subject. So if you want to let her rip and tell the people what we have cooking this week.
All right, let me just start then. So we already discussed that we don't like baseball. So I'm going to pick a baseball player. I'm going back to the 1884 Chicago Browns season. And I've chosen Hugh Daly from the Browns. And I think he has a couple of perfect things. We'll go into it. But does that get you enough, John, to go on your tangent?
Yeah,
can I just interject one thing? Jim's not, you did not hear that wrong. Jim said 1884.
Yes.
You did, not 1984. It was 18, and that's not a mistake.
And that leads into, a couple things. As I'm doing research for this because, of course, you know, nobody knows the 1884 Hugh Daly season off the top of their head. You kind of run across a few things, right? And so these are the teams that I saw from this 1884 research, right? There's the Buffalo Bisons, the Cleveland Blues, the Chicago Browns, the St. Louis Maroons, Philadelphia Quakers, Boston Reds, Pittsburgh Stogies, and Providence Rhode Islanders. So that's how far back we're going, right? And baseball goes back so long, right? None of these teams exist.
I believe all these teams played in the Crayola League.
they were all named after colors, except for the Stogies.
The Stogies is the best one that stuck to me.
Right? No, you had the Buffalo Bison. Actually, wasn't the Bisons a minor league team? Oh,
yeah.
Still a minor league team?
They're still a minor league team, yeah.
What was might have brought some of these back. I mean, the original Washington Nationals were mentioned too.
What was the Providence or the last one?
The Providence Rhode Islanders.
That was very creative right there. That was like probably the most creative one.
they put S at the end of Providence Rhode Island. Good work, guys. Way to mail it in. And then we get the names, right? The names of the time. These are people that were that I saw in the research here too. Guys like Jumbo Schoenick, Cap Anson, Toad Ramsey, Pud Galvin, and Mert Hackett were all mentioned in the research for this. So you can tell we're in a different time, folks. And I'd like to thank Jim for bringing us back to the 1800s for this topic.
I wonder what Pud's nickname came from.
Look, I didn't get that deep into it. I just saw the name and started laughing.
Yeah, we're gonna get to more nicknames later, but I do appreciate when I was looking at this when Jim first threw this out, I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be awful. But actually, as somebody who loves history and teaches history and loves baseball, this was actually kind of cool going back and looking at that because again, this did kind of bring us into like, okay, how did baseball actually start? Like, and it was just kind of like, just like just the wild, wild west of baseball and the wild, wild west of the wild, wild west. It was all the same time period, so it was kind of interesting.
All right. So let's kick off Hugh Daly's background. But first, before I get to that, I want to show you something. The reason I actually chose Hugh Daly is I remember, so I have this book here. It's called The People's Almanac. And my grandfather used to have it. And when I was a little kid, I was up there. It's like 1972 or something. And it's like 3,000 pages or something like that. And it has a whole bunch of esoteric stuff on there. So I asked my grandfather, can I have it? I think I was like seven. It's like, yeah, sure, because he didn't read much. It's inscribed to Joe, that'd be my grandfather, from Richie, his friend, which I thought was kind of weird, because usually it's from his friend Richie, but they said from Richie, his friend. Now, Joe, Richie, all the people who wrote this almanac, and pretty much everybody in it is dead, so we'll never know why. But I do remember that on page 642, there was a mention of Hugh Daly. And all this time, I for some reason the bat. So when the season's kicked off, of course I couldn't do like Larry Bird, right? I had to do Hugh Daly's 1884 season.
Right.
But the little description, Hugh Daly said, "Yes, this is why you must do it." So a little bit more prologue, West, right? So it 19 the 18 I keep saying 19 1884 Browns were in the Union League, not the Creole League, and they played 93 games a year. Don't know why 93, but here we are. They had two pitches on their roster. Okay. Two. They had a bunch of weird, like bunch of guys who would just come in and pitch a game here, a game there. One was 23-year-old Al Atkinson, and he started 16 games. The other pitcher was the hero of our story, Hugh Daly. Hugh Daly started 56 games, 54 were completed. Okay. Of course, he went 27 and 27. Now, going to the 1884 season, this is he went 27 and 27. On May 14th and 18th, he became the first pitcher in Major League history to throw back-to-back one-hitters. On Memorial Day, Daly beat the Boston Reds, like John picked out, 7-1 with 13 strikeouts. He also beat Boston the previous day with 12 strikeouts. And then he had his. The manager moved Daly to the outfield in the seventh inning of a Baltimore opener, snapping Daly's streak of 33 consecutive complete games. So,
33.
why don't you go on the outfield for a bit? Let's let somebody
Yeah.
else pitch, right?
You didn't want
Well,
to.
I can answer that later. We'll talk about that later because I have an answer for
And the big thing that I picked out was on July 7th against Boston again. They must have played Boston a lot. He had a one-hit, 20-strikeout game. And the 20 strikeouts was a record until Roger Clemens did it in 1986. He
Yep.
tied
Or
it.
did he?
Well, who? Well,
Well, that was the controversy.
right. That was a controversy there, right? I did read that. Did they give him 19 and then they gave him an extra, they found an extra one or something like that? There's a story there.
Yes. He apparently struck someone out and then they made it to first because of a drop third strike. But I don't know why you wouldn't have known that all along. I don't know why that comes out 100 years
Yeah, like years later, they finally give him the extra strikeout to make it 20,
Yeah.
right? So that was the big thing for Hugh Daly. And then old Hugh had two things going against him. One, at the time of all this, he was 36 years old.
Yep.
And the second thing is he has one arm.
This goes back to
One
John Nick, right?
hand, really.
Well, did anyone investigate why he has one arm?
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
Do you want to
All I
take it,
can
Wes?
find is he had a gun accident, but no one knows like when it happened. His youth.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
He was 13 years old, and him and his friend were screwing around with a gun the backstage of a theater, and he shot his hand off.
Knowing that I believe it was a musket.
A musket, yes. Yeah, it wasn't, I mean, it was 1884.
Hugh Daly was so old that he was involved in a musket.
Yes, a
A
musket
musket.
accident.
So that was a perfect season. That's a perfect season to me. But the other half is Hugh Daly actually has, in my opinion, the most perfect nickname ever given. It's just the thought process that went into Hugh's nickname. I mean,
Again, very original, very
very
original.
original. Would someone like to reveal his nickname?
Go ahead, John, you got it.
No, here you go.
That would be One Arm Daily. One Arm Daily.
So in the newspapers of the time, when he pitched his 56 games, he was referred to it as one, like in the actual
In the
one arm daily,
in the newspapers, yeah, absolutely. So
because he had one arm. That's why they called him one arm daily. He had one
you
arm.
can tell this is a different time because I also saw this. This was a newspaper headline, right? Of what they could do back, what they did back then. There was a game in the 1880s between the Hoppers and the Snorkies.
I
I don't
saw
know if you
this.
guys have seen this.
I saw this.
So the Hoppers consisted of a team with guys with one leg versus the Snorkies, which was a team of guys with one arm. And I'm like, that's kind of cool that they got these teams together and they can play. But naming the one-legged guys the Hoppers was a little much, right?
I believe the Snorkies, the armless men won.
Yes.
Like the headline was like
Yeah.
having no arms better than no legs or something.
Yeah, I,
Like
yeah. No,
very
no. There was no sensitivity in there. There
the
was no, I mean, again, like I said, I didn't.
man's nickname was one arm.
Yeah, but I'm sure he could have changed it. He
And
could have
then
told them not to do that, but.
basically after the 80 The 80, I'm just gonna say 84 season. What did he do next? He was like awesome forever,
Yeah, that's a negative. No one knows what happened to him out. I think he lasted like three more seasons, and then he fell off the face of the earth. No one. They think that the last thing they had from him in the census was he was working at like a hotel in like 1905 or something like that, and
Yeah,
that
I
was it.
saw last confirmed alive 1923. So there was no real, there was no real end to the story. It was just last confirmed alive.
And he was a horrible person, right? He was always fighting
So,
with everybody.
yes. So that's what stuck out to me was that everything that I read about him, the one word that kept coming up all the time, or two words really, was he had a surly disposition.
Surly. I saw Surly a bunch of times
Like
too.
Surly would be a better nickname. Here comes
Yeah, I
Surly
know.
Daly, right? Because it
Yeah,
actually kind of rhymes. Surly
it
Daly.
does.
Nope, one arm.
So this is what I read. This is the best thing of what I read. So. Going back to why he got that, why he was, why he had that surly disposition, is that he played so often, right? So first off, a couple things, right? He pitched so many games because back then the rule was that if you removed the pitcher from the game, he had to go in the field to play.
Oh.
There was no bullpen, right? So there wasn't like you were taking him out of the game and putting somebody else in. So the manager would leave him in the games because he couldn't play anywhere else. So he has like one credited game at shortstop. Right, right. But the
Shortstop
best
of
part
all
about this,
places. A
what's that?
one-armed shortstop.
One arm shortstop, right?
It's like Nomar.
He has like four or five, six games in the outfield. I think he has two games at second base and one game at shortstop. Because the rule was if you took the pitcher out of the game, then he had to go in the field and play, right?
He was
So
surly
that's
about
one
that.
thing. But the other funny thing that came about his temperament, right, is he would get mad because I read this, and this is a quote. His stump would become sensitive, and he punched his catcher once for throwing the ball too hard back to him.
I saw that too. He punched his catcher on
He
the
punched
field.
his catcher because he threw the ball too hard back to him, and his stump would become sensitive.
He had a
Ridiculous.
sensitive stump.
Well, yeah, he pitched 100,000
See,
games.
sensitive daily would be better nickname.
Yeah, sensitive stump daily.
Do we
So
want it?
that was the best. So, and that's what I did see is he played for a bunch of teams because I didn't realize this either. There were so many leagues back then, right? There was so many like different quote unquote professional baseball leagues that he would jump around from team to team because
Yes,
no one
seven
wanted him
teams.
around because of his time. He would fight his catchers all the time.
Yeah, it was seven teams in 6 years. Nobody can deal with
One Hom Daily, of course. Of course, he
guy.
the next guy who came after him was Three Fingered Mordecai Brown,
More, yes. Who did not have as surly as a temperament as I read.
No.
I have some other nicknames.
Yes.
Here's one that I always got confused because they reminded me of they're not anything like each other. It was Stump Merrill and Stump Mitchell, neither of which
Yes.
had a stump,
No.
right? Neither. They were both coaches,
Yeah.
but they were both stumpless. And then for some reason, I thought of two Spinal Tap drummers,
Yep.
John Stumpy Peeps, otherwise known
Yep.
as the Peeper. So he had like two
Yep.
nicknames.
But not
And then
Stumpy.
for some, yeah, not Stumpy.
Not
And then for
Stumpy.
some reason,
The
his replacement was Eric Stumpy Joe Childs. Again, not
Peeper.
Stumpy, not named Joe. Would anyone
Oh,
else
good.
like to? Anyone else have any body-related nicknames they'd like to throw out?
Obviously, I think the most famous one is Three Finger Mordecai Brown, right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if they called Jim Abbott Stumpy?
Well, that was the other thing, right? That I noticed. Like,
Or
Jim
one-armed
Abbott
Jim
figured a
Abbott.
way
Wait,
to.
so wait. So who's Jim Abbott? Sorry.
All right, so Jim Abbott was the pitcher for the Angels and White Sox back in the, what, the 80s, 90s?
I think that is, yeah.
Yeah, like I think maybe late 80s, early 90s, who basically was born with only one arm, right? He was his right arm, his hand was, he didn't have a right hand. So he threw lefty and he basically was success. He had a pretty good career. I mean, I didn't look up his
Yeah.
stats, but he was a long, he had a long career. Nothing like, not a Hall of Fame or anything, but he had a pretty solid career for at least the Angels and White Sox, if I can remember. And basically, he would put his glove on his stump, right? And he would pitch. And then, as he got so quick that, like, as the pitch was coming, he'd get the glove onto his left hand that he just threw the ball in. And he was able to field his position. Like, he was actually a pretty good fielder, too.
Yeah, well, again, Hugh Daly couldn't figure that out
Right.
with Jim
Well,
Abbott.
it's primitive times, right? It was so
But come
did you guys
on,
face
if you're
hold
gonna
on.
punch a
Did you
catcher,
figure out did you guys read like how like what they put in his hand like what they put on the stump?
yeah,
Who?
like a
Hugh
pad
Daly?
or
It was
something.
just a pad.
Yeah.
Like it was just a pad. Like that's all they put in his stump, and his stump would get sensitive.
Of course, but Jim Abbott figured this out, and he
Well,
was
again,
pretty
you're talking
good,
about
right?
1990 or whatever it was. Like,
That doesn't change. Jim Abbott was just smart,
well, I don't think
and
that, and honestly, I don't know when they started. And again, now, this is a good question. I don't know because they didn't used to use gloves, right? In the early parts of the games, like in the early, early parts of baseball, they used their bare hands. So, I don't know, like,
all right. Well, maybe
what
then
that
that's
was
a
true.
problem.
I don't know when they started using gloves. I know
But
early
he
on
could
they
have
didn't use
caught
gloves.
with his other hand.
Yes, just catch it back.
Catch him with the wrong with the stunt. Jesus. This guy.
Does anyone else have any other nicknames they want to
I
talk
have a couple good ones. I have Icebox Chamberlain.
about?
Played in the meet. So I didn't go to Three Finger Mordecai because he played in like the 20th century. So these are all guys who played in the 19th century. I have Buttercup Dickerson. Dummy Hoy. That's my
He
favorite.
had what he had to be mute, right?
Yeah,
He had to be,
he
right?
had to be. Absolutely, absolutely. Dickie Flowers, and then my two favorite, which are not really PC today. But one guy was called Lady Baldwin. No idea why. And then we had Pussy Thibault. And they would put it in the newspapers. Pussy Thibault starts today.
Well, was Pussy actually his nickname, or is he that?
Yeah, that was his nickname. I forget what his name was, but his nickname was Pussy.
Well, that's what we used to call you.
Hey,
Still
hey.
do. Oh, it's a good nickname.
That's not very nice. I had a lot of cats growing
That's right.
up.
Anyways, all right, so that ends our Hugh Daily portion of our recorded program. I have some listener mail. Would you like to hear it?
Excellent.
Of
Yes,
course.
absolutely. Best part of the show.
Okay. So going back to the Iron Maiden, I have like the best episodes. One Arm Guys, Iron Maiden, that's not about Iron Maiden. Kurt from Westford said, I was so happy to hear that Jim learned about Iron Maiden from a guy named Chuck.
Oh,
And the tape. Yeah. I was
yeah.
like, huh. And then Kevin from Chelmsford, this goes back to the Pedro episode, said, the funny thing is, I was thinking about Pedro this morning, and then I looked, and sure enough, Perfectly Horrible had an episode on Pedro. Coincidence?
I don't think so.
Nope.
No,
We know what you're thinking. We know what you're
we are
thinking.
bigger than the universe, baby.
The pulse of the country. Absolutely.
So as always, if you'd like to reach out to us, we are at Sab Media Group, SABB Media Group at gmail.com, or text us. You have our texts, and we'll get you right on here. So now let's go to a little bit of confessional. Let's talk about what we thought about this season. A little bit of review. I don't know who wants to start, but what did you think about how this season went and whatever? Wes, do you want to start?
Sure, I thought it, I liked I feel like we're fa having a we're fa falling into a pattern of like I'm kind of gonna pick like the more streamlined things, right? John's gonna pick his favorite team and his favorite guys, and you're just gonna go off the rails with like whatever, which I think that's a pretty good pattern. But again, if not really, if those that know us know that's kind of how we are, right? Like that's that's kind of how we are in our personalities too.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'll bring because being from where we are and be not having the teams that the local teams as my favorites, I like to jam them in whenever I can, so that's good. But I took a lot of heat from the Expos and Devils this season, so I don't think we should be repeating that anymore. Play off my teams.
No, you should keep throwing those teams out because it's
All
fun.
right, fine. There's going to be a Nuggets podcast somewhere in the
Oh,
future.
Doug
Don't you worry.
Moe. Doug Moe talk.
I didn't like this season. I didn't like the topic, I'll be honest.
Right, how come?
I found it boring.
Yeah.
Reason hold on. The reason being is I thought everyone else had done this at times. So some of the feedback I got that I haven't talked about was people like, when is the sports radio season getting over? And I'm like, I can kind of subscribe to that. So I appreciate the work everyone put into it, but the actual topic for the season, which probably made me pick Hugh Daily, right? I was just like, I don't know. But that's just my opinion. The other thing is, based on some of the talk we've had offline, some of the upcoming seasons we're gonna have, I really want to get to those. Like, so I'm like, this one's been hanging around for a while. It took us a while to get to this episode from two to
Yeah.
three because we had whatever going on.
Right.
I'm like, can we just finish off this season? Because the next couple are
So
gonna
this
be,
stuff we're talking about is pretty good.
yeah,
Yeah,
the
I
next
can.
three are gonna be bangers, right? I'm just like, we gotta get the, is that the other people say bangers?
Yes,
So I'm
for
like,
now.
we gotta get to there. I'm like, all right, come on, let's do this episode. So,
Yeah.
and it's all good. I mean, it's
Yeah, no,
all
I
good.
get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Again, we're still early. It's really only our second season, right? And I think the first couple we kind of try and maybe say, play a little safe, right? And stuff that we're familiar with and stuff that makes us comfortable, right? But I'm ready to move on.
Little sophomore slump
Yeah,
in the
well, that's all
second season.
right. Right. You win the championship, and then the next
Right.
year, you read, it's like Rocky. You're reading the press releases, you get the robot, Paulie's
Right.
there. Nobody wants that.
Nobody
Exactly.
wants to see that. We got soft.
Right. You get soft, and then
Yeah.
Mr. T comes. Speaking of which, does anyone have want to talk about what they're going to do in the off season?
Nah, for me it's a lot of baseball for Jake, and my season's starting to wrap up. Oh, good. We made the tournament this week, past week, for 10-3. So
Congratulations.
we're
Nice.
made the tournament since I've been coaching there. So we got a lot of baseball in the school coming up, and then just hanging out at home.
I'm gonna hit the pipe pretty hard. That's something you don't hear a lot about. No one talks
No.
about the pipe anymore. Did you notice that?
No, it's
Like
gone away.
people are
Yeah.
always hitting the pipe, and then you never hear that anymore.
Do they use the pipe anymore?
No. Or is there anything vaping?
Could be. Well, that's sort of a play.
Can you vape crack though? Please
Don't
reach out to us if you vape crack. We want to know. We'll put you in the next
know.
episode.
Yeah, how you ingest crack.
Yeah, but maybe I'll make the pipe great again. They got some
There
adults
you go.
off season.
That should be your goal. For the next time we meet you, next time we come back, you should come back with a pipe and some good pipe stories.
And John, what are you going to do this off season?
know, you know, take a few weeks off, get back into training, you know, get ready for the next season. You know,
It's a
we
mentally
play.
grueling season. You got to take some time and let your
Yeah.
mind settle a little bit,
Yeah.
right? Like, you know, part of this is, you know, people don't understand that there's a lot of mental toughness that goes into doing what we do, you know, and it's going to take, you got to take some time and get those, that mind just relax a little bit, you know?
So we'll be back, I don't know, late summer, fall, we'll see. Maybe before that, we'll surprise you with a brand new topic. Like I said, we have a couple. And we just have to pick which one we want to do, but it's going to be great. You'll be surprised. You'll love it. And I don't have anything else. Do you guys have anything else to wrap up Hugh Dooley's 1884 baseball season? One arm.
No, I just want to be, I want it to be known that I want to be known with this surly disposition for the rest of my life. So I think I'm gonna, that's my goal. I'm gonna
So
stop.
you, there you go.
When you come back next season, you'll be Surly West.
I'll be Surly West, exactly. And I'll have punched a few people for hurting my stump.
I look
Makes
forward
sense.
to
And with that.
Yeah, I can't really top that. So, guys, we'll talk to you guys later.
Hi,
And
boys.
thank you for the great season.
Bye.
Absolutely. Great job, boys.
This presentation has been brought to you by SAP Productions, the home of Real Bad Media. Please visit us on your preferred podcast platform and follow us to stay updated with our latest episodes.